This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
That still hurts.
What's going on in there?
I was just telling him, I said,
one of his favorite singers died yesterday.
Right.
Who's that?
Peter Yarbrough.
Oh.
And I like Peter Palmieri. They've been here a number of times. Did you see those guys? Did you see them?
Okay, Jim, I'm going to say this one more time.
No, this you were living here then. This wasn't that. They were at the Widener.
The Carlton burned down about 2 months after I moved to Green Bay.
They were at the Widener, and then Peter came back and did kind of a interact with the kids over at, not East.
Did they do "Where Have All the Flowers Gone"?
They were one of the groups that did that.
Yep. Just and that's kind of a cool story. So they're all from Greenwich Village, right, New York.
Folk singers.
And some guy, yeah, but
just Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes, yeah, that was his big, big song.
Yeah.
I mean, but really, Leaving on a Jet Plane put him on the map.
Kind of ironic, huh? You worked that show and you're Puffing the Magic Dragon.
Remember, Matt from the Meyer Theater was talking about when he was at the Meyer Theater?
Oh, and he was really nice to everybody or
Super
something like
nice.
That?
And they had that thing
group
before.
Get together?
Yep. He does those group hugs.
Ah, this guy, a big hugger.
No,
I don't like the group hug things.
No,
at
this
all.
Guy was.
You know what else I hate? Number one ookie thing that I ever had to do: sign of peace in church.
I hate that.
Shaking people hands
love,
and stuff.
People love
I don't
COVID.
Like that either.
Actually, in our day, when that first, do you remember how that started, Jim?
Yeah.
You had to put your hands on the other person's shoulder, the peace of Christ, or something like that. Remember?
Yeah.
You'd have to put your hands on their shoulders
yeah.
to people you don't know. Yeah. It was like, I remember Vince Lombardi's grandson, who coaches in the NFL, was a guest speaker at a banquet. I was the guest, or I was an MC of it, whatever, for the, it was a really good group of people. Done on Walnut Street. Alexandria?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are good guys. That was Jerry Murphy. That was
good people.
Very,
I mean,
very popular.
Great class in him.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, I go to church on a regular basis. Wow. I never miss Holy Day. He said, but you won't see me because I'm in the last pew at the far end. I walk in just before it starts, and I walk out the moment the priest says, you know, go in peace. He says, because you know what I hate? That damn sign of peace thing. I don't want to shake somebody's hand in church.
Yeah, that was awkward. And then, anyway, yeah. And then did your church hold hands through the Our Father?
I've been to churches that do.
Yeah.
And it would be the last time I went to that church.
That's weird. And then at the cathedral, people would go like connect with the aisles.
Oh,
you go out into the aisle because you get the guy across the aisle. You know what I mean?
Hate that. What was the thing years ago, about 10 years ago?
I don't think
ago,
they do that anymore.
Did it really happen, or was it a scam? Or not a scam, but where people were going to hold hands across the country?
There was something like that back in the 80s.
I was in it.
Now,
I don't hands across America. I was in it in Arizona. I was in that. And I went out and I drove probably, I'm not kidding you, probably 30 miles outside of Phoenix because it was getting less and less. And it wasn't, I don't think they connected everybody.
I mean, you would have had to go through like Death Valley.
Right.
1986 is when that happened.
Oh, that's far back.
Yep. I was part of that.
So how far did it, you're saying it started at like the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, it's LA. I don't know, San Francisco. I'm not sure.
How far did it go?
Well, I think they.
I mean,
there
did
were
it actually?
There were people holding hands across the country.
Yes,
it's just it wasn't one continuous.
Yeah, there were breaks.
There were breaks.
Yeah.
Okay, there were breaks.
Tough to get. Well, think about that. From
well,
from,
that's what
from,
I
from
mean.
LA to Arizona,
or like
I mean,
through Kansas or Nebraska, one of those states.
Yeah.
Where...
Anyway, why did you bring that up? Oh, because
the sign of peace. That was another thing I would never do.
And I don't know. We all must have done it at one time, like at noon or something. But I remember doing that. My sister, who lived in Phoenix, because I was living in L.A. then, went down there. I said, let's do that. And we drove, and there was just tons and tons of people, like in the first 5 miles.
5 million right. people, apparently.
They really did?
Yes. And it was at 3 p.m. on that day.
Yeah.
But they did get 5 million
yes.
people to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was kind of coming off the whole USA for Africa and we are the world.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't remember anybody walking down the line shaking us down for money, although I would do that now. You know, just even though
you would.
You know, yeah. But I don't, there wasn't really a fundraiser. It was more of a symbol.
Awareness, yeah.
I saw a good thing. Howard Stern with Billy Joel. They were talking about the behind the scenes We Are the World thing. And it talked about how Bob Dylan was too shy to actually do a solo. And I forget who it was. Well, but no, Bob, just we are the world. We are and everybody thought, oh my God, Dylan's going to kill this guy for you, because they thought he was mocking him. Dylan, all right, I can do that.
Yeah.
And he did. But Billy Joel, there was parts he wasn't. Cyndi Lauper was next to him because he said they didn't know if this was going to. He goes,
right. This reminds me of a Pepsi commercial.
Right. And then he said, well, there are parts I didn't see you in. He goes, well, it was an all day thing. And he said, they had the greatest deli tray and beer. He said, me and Springsteen would go over and have sandwiches and beer.
That's incredible who they got together.
Mind boggling.
I don't know if it was Pepsi. I think that she's talking about the Coke commercial, right?
Yeah.
Like the Teach the World to Sing. That would be, right. That would be that kind of.
And there was a lot of, you know, with all those egos and personalities, there was some backbiting going on.
Oh, I can imagine.
I can't believe he's getting a solo or she's not.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
What do you got? You got
breaking
something?
News. Brian Johnson, my buddy.
Yeah.
President of the city council, by the way.
Because I want to say, Brian Johnson, I'm not even lying about this, Brian. I've eaten 19 million brats in my life. Those venison brats you gave me are the best brats I've ever tasted. Ever. And I've eaten four of them in 2 days. But here's the deal. I had never had them not grilled before, and I don't think I'm ever going to grill the brat again. I boiled them, and then I baked them in the oven. They were better than grilled. Honest to God.
Can't
I'll bring some
that.
Down. I swear to God.
So, Jim, let's back up. We were talking about parking in Green Bay and city street parking. And
we have it downtown. Very, very aggressive.
Right.
Unbelievable.
On Broadway, which is right across the river from us, which is also retail businesses, not dissimilar to Washington Street, and somebody said they're getting parking meters. And I'm like, I know that's been proposed, but, I mean, there is a process of approval, right?
Okay.
City Council,
sure.
The mayor. Yeah. So Brian Johnson, who's the president of City Council and actually runs Broadway too, he sent me a text. So he's obviously listening. They have not been approved.
Oh.
They were recommended in our most recent parking study. Steve Grenier told us that. Just as they were recommended in the last study. Council denied their installation 6 years ago when Steve brought it forward. I was there. When the new study came out, a local TV station did an interview with Pierlot. Remember we had Chris Pierlot on the show?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the one I was referencing.
And he said they were going in this summer based on the study recommendation. That was not proper, as council had not approved it.
Ah.
So
it's not finalized.
It's not finalized.
Thank you, Brian.
The plan is to hold
some. You get it first.
So this is typical government. And I love Brian, but the plan is to hold some informational meetings before taking a vote. What do you think is going to happen at those information? Yeah, put them in. We love it. Yeah, I not only want you to pay for parking, but if I'm over 6 minutes, I want you to give me a $22 ticket. Why have those informational meetings? You know, it's like, anyway, this is very different council, so I don't know where the wind will blow yet, but it's definitely not authorized right now.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that.
And thank you for listening.
And thank you for the venison brats.
And he is coming on my Lean Local show, too, because he's got a pretty good pulse on the city in terms of being not just the president of the council, but a lot of development. And that public market we talked a little bit about and the whole shipyard, and there's some other stuff going on this side of the river, and he's pretty plugged
in. What can happen? Okay, because I told you we're going back 10 years. When I was involved with a group trying to build, well, actually, it was in conjunction with the baseball stadium we thought we were going to have. I don't want to get into that. Anyway, it was all in conjunction with that. So I did a lot of groundwork, boots on the ground, in that area to, like, where the stadium would be best and the whole thing.
Totally. We bought. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I.
So what I'm saying is, though, in being over there, and it's just a blighted kind of old, but the potential is so great looking across that river. And I know we don't have a skyline, but whatever you want to call a skyline in Green Bay, well, from over there, it's pretty cool. I don't know how many people have ever sat there at, you know, sunset and looked at that skyline of Green Bay looking east. You know what I mean? Because there's no reason to. You're not going to stop and walk around that neighborhood.
No, well, there's coal piles right next door to where that was proposed. And
but what's going there? Is something...
Yeah, they've got... There's some things that's just...
That is a very, very... I think the potential there is very high for something cool.
Yeah. That and what we have in the city of Green Bay, and everybody's got their strength, but one of them is the Fox River.
Well, you know,
there's not a river flowing through Lambeau. They have a lot of great things going on, and that stadium would have been perfect, but the council screwed that up. Now, they lost their elections after that, but it was like, you know, you win the battle, lose the war type thing. But that is a beautiful area. So I want to talk to Brian more about that when he comes on the show, Johnny. But
it's really a natural, beautiful area.
It is, but it's going to be a natural park, and they got some... they got a lot going on in that area that should have been a baseball stadium.
Your guy used to be big on that. The guy used to wear the bow ties.
Kevin.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Yeah. He's big on that too, yes.
I remember talking to Garrett Bader.
Good guy.
They were talking at that time, and I didn't quite get it, but about the storage container type shops
container
or something.
Park. Yeah. You take that's going to happen.
Okay.
You take train cars, which are, I don't know, how long are those things? But, and then you just set those up in some kind of design, and they become containers for retail, restaurants.
Okay. So you don't have to build. I mean, it's
right, they're there.
Just move them there.
But I think there's got to be some infrastructure to that, right? You got to have electricity, heat, water.
I would love to live in a train car.
Do you know how hot that would be?
I'd be okay.
Or cold. No. Although they make a lot of houses out of train cars.
Yeah.
And there's some very unbelievable designs, cutting in windows and
stacking them.
Right. I think that'd be awesome.
Container park.
When I was a kid, one of my dreams
was to become a hobo.
That was one of my dreams. I'm not even joking about that. That was one of my dreams. To spend a year just traveling around, hopping trains and things like that. And do you remember this song?
I just want to say, John, I think that was every kid's dream.
Yes,
sure
it was.
Even, and we came from two different backgrounds, like, but absolutely God, to jump on it. Was there a show or was it just Petticoat Junction? What made us so... That would be a cool life.
Like, absolutely, no question.
What song were you thinking of?
Gentle on My Mind. Oh, man, you had it.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
Todd is like radar in MASH.
Yeah, right.
You think something, sign and somehow it goes into his mind.
Yeah.
Love this song.
It's a great song.
Great song.
It is.
And a lot of people recorded this. Glenn Campbell said the reason why his did so well, he picked up the tempo a little bit. Everybody else did it a little bit slower and a little bit more
sad. I'm trying to think.
That's cool.
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Glenn Campbell.
Oh, this guy. Okay, who did the original? I want to say it wasn't Lee Green. No, that was before. I can't think of it. But the part where he's talking about he's, you know, wraps his hands around a mug in a train yard, blah, blah, blah. I think that would have been the most fun thing ever. Yeah.
It still would be.
Yeah.
And stopping off in all the towns for the women. Is that what you're saying, Mino? Because that's what the song is about.
Is it?
Yeah, having girlfriends all over the place.
What?
Swinging into town, swinging back.
What?
Out.
Okay.
Hey, you want to come by my campfire? Bring your own soup. All right, guys, let's have a quick break. Back of this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone.
Are you sure that's Glenn Campbell?
Dude, this is Glenn Campbell, 100%.
Tears of joy might stain my face. And a summer sun.
His voice is a little higher here, but it's
something.
Him.
Are you sure?
It's fat. Like you said, the tempo's faster.
Who was the first guy that came out with it, though?
Let me look it up. I know who you're talking about. I can't.
I think it was his only hit, but he used to be on the Glenn Campbell show sometimes. I used to love that
John
show.
Hartford.
Johnny Hartford.
Yep.
That's it. Johnny Hartford. I think it was his only song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah, those one
good
song.
Great song. Great, great song. Glenn Campbell used to be good. And those shows.
Oh, there's nothing better.
I know what I was going to ask you about. I forgot to ask you this a couple of weeks ago. On New Year's Eve, what did you do when you were like 13?
Well, you had to watch
on the radio.
Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you have your little, when I was
tape
probably.
Recorder?
Tape recorder?
Yep.
I bet I've still got the cassette when they would do the top songs of the year.
Yep.
I'd record those songs, and that's what you'd have to listen to.
So Casey Kasem growing up. I lived, you know, south of Oshkosh at the time, but we got WIXX in Green Bay, and we got what was WOSH in Oshkosh.
Okay.
One of them ran Casey at 8 p.m., I believe, and one ran it at 9.
Okay.
So you'd listen to the 8 p.m., and if you missed a song on the 8 p.m., you'd switch over to IXX, but you always had your tape recorder ready to
get
the songs.
Always. Yep. And even with, like, watching the Glenn Campbell show, the Johnny Cash show, who else? Somebody else had one.
Did Roy Clark have a show?
Well,
Hee-Haw.
Oh, he had Hee-Haw.
Although they had some pretty good guests.
Actually, he was unbelievable.
I like that show. I know Tony, but man.
They had great music on that show.
Did you see Roy Clark when he was in Green Bay?
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, I saw him at the Carlton.
I think you're lying to me.
1982.
He was.
I drove over from Flint.
No, it wasn't 82.
To see Roy Clark.
He was great. And just, there's a guy, as someone who did lighting and waitered there, he was probably one of the nicest performers.
I could see you being people, a good. I could see you being a good waiter.
Oh yeah.
I could see you being like no-nonsense waiter.
Well, I know how to be. I like to be treated. Yeah. And you treat people like you want to be treated.
Yeah, I could see that.
That was. I did. I'd clean up when I was a waiter.
Yeah, I could see that.
I did.
Okay. We got to talk about something. The three of us.
Oh, customer service?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that. Don't even get me started.
I want to get. I think we should visit that someday. Maybe not today, but I'm afraid it's gone down a little bit. But anyway, go ahead. What do you talk about?
I think we should look into buying Jill's. The three of us. It's got a boarding house. We could live there. Todd?
So for everybody listening who doesn't know what Jill's is, let them know.
Legendary bar in downtown Green Bay on Bodart Street.
And it's on Bodart Street, which is it's downtown. It's not on Washington Street. It's a place that you can go to, and it's an old Green Bay bar. It's got a cool ambiance when you walk in, but it's got that tiki bar thing in the back, which I think is like totally underrated. They don't promote, well, they don't really advertise. People who know it know it. So you say it's got a place to live.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not looking for a place to live. Todd's not looking for a place to live.
One I think of my dreams might be a little selfish motivation. What's here, been one of my dreams since I was like 7?
I don't know, live in a bar.
Living upstairs of a bar. So that on Sunday mornings you could go down, you could play the jukebox and shoot pool by yourself. That's always been a dream of mine. Todd?
I mean, yeah.
I actually had a job one summer when I was in high school, Sunday mornings, cleaning a bar.
Ugh.
I got fired. I didn't do a good job. And I showed up late. I only lasted like 2 weeks.
Bring your chisel. Ugh.
I was a good bar. I mean, the Ghani bars were good. They weren't. I mean, there's all the, you know.
Did you have to clean up puke and all that?
No. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jill's stuff, bar. They still make that orange stuff.
Remember that school?
Puke in school, and so you'd always get that big bag of orange stuff that the janitor threw. Can you think of a worse job?
No.
You know what?
I can't.
I'm going to tell you something.
I
think the most underrated, yes, people that do not get enough credit,
janitors.
High school janitors or custodians.
God,
high
totally.
School, high school, or not even high school, school custodians do not get the credit they deserve.
Right. They should be paid right up to with a teacher.
Absolutely.
They, or the superintendent. They... Oh, man. I agree. And do you remember your custodian?
Joe Kratz.
Yes, I remember ours, too.
Joe Kratz, he would pick you up on the bus at 7 o'clock in the morning ever. He would take you home at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Whenever there was a basketball game, no matter where it was, he would drive the bus. He'd be there at firing up the boilers at 6 o'clock the next morning. And he would have the orange stuff when you puked.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'd come walk right into the room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Custodians do not get enough credit.
There's got to be a custodian day. You know,
there should be.
Well, I think if there's not, I'm sure there is. There's, you know, if you got a, you know, English toffee day, bubble bath day, there's got to be a custodian day.
Oh, it's also take the stairs day, something of which I've been doing a lot of, taking the stairs.
The elevator's broke?
No, I take it. I don't go up.
Okay.
But I do take the stairs down here every morning.
Okay. Doing steps.
Yeah.
Is
good for you.
Oh, my God. So we at City Hall would run the steps, 6 floors and a basement. So really 7 floors. And I think if you did it, if you ran the steps up and down, I don't know how many times was the Statue of Liberty, but that is great, great, great exercise.
Yeah.
But man, that gets your heart up there.
No. So fast. Unbelievable.
I was going to say at Western, they have that stair climber. I'm sure they have
that
Y. And at that, did you
Stairmaster.
Join? Did you join?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in the class.
No, I thought you were going to join that Croc Center.
I am. But I'm waiting until after Quitters Friday, which is this Friday.
Okay.
So I want to wait until after that. I want
thin out
for
the crowd.
All the people that are joining just for their first, you know, oh, I got this new resolution. I'm losing 50 pounds, of which I am one of them. But I just don't want to be, you know what I mean?
So,
I don't want to be categorized.
They're going to quit on Friday. Hey, so you know that, you can find a machine on Monday.
That's Mino over there.
Yeah.
That's him?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at, oof. How long? He's bigger than I thought.
How long do you think he's going to last?
Right.
Month
get
and a half.
Going. Then he'll you mean there or living?
No, working out.
Oh, working out. Okay.
Living? What is that? Where'd that come from?
How long is he going to last?
I told you my blood pressure is way down.
And you know, Dr. K was super impressed. He liked that a lot.
Yeah. And I'm not even joking. I can bring you in a report, my doctor's report from like 2 years ago, where it was mind-boggling high. Like ridiculously high. Like 180 over 95. Okay? Now it's 120 over 77.
Yeah, that's really
and
good.
And I credit it to walking. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, you have less.
I think you're eating better.
I'm eating
stuff,
better.
I think you got a little less stress in your life now.
I got more.
No, you don't. Yeah. You did not have a good job before you came here.
I had a horrible job before I came here. War on Poverty Day is today.
Huh.
Typing Day is today. And Argyle Day. We were talking about something, Todd. You might be a little too young for this, but did you have older sisters or younger?
Older.
They may have had a class that was required for the girls. For the girls only back in my day. Shorthand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think they did, I think.
Okay. I took typing.
I did, too.
Yeah. Did we have to take that in high school? We did, didn't we?
You didn't have to.
No?
No. But
okay. I took that. Argyle. Well, I got an Argyle vest.
Right, Clark?
Yesterday, when I was mayor, there was not a hint of grayness in my hair.
Okay, we'll get out with this guy. All right, we're going to be right back.
When I was mayor, there was not a glimpse of grayness in my hair. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There will be a primary next month to narrow down the field of candidates for state superintendent. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Three people are running for the position, including current Superintendent Jill Underley. Vying to unseat her are Jeff Wright, superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant in Milwaukee. Both Wright and Kinzer gathered the 2,000 signatures necessary to be on the ballot for the primary in February and submitted their paperwork to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wright has the endorsement of the largest teachers union in the state.
It's very unusual for the teachers union and for administrators associations to take on an incumbent, but I think it's a real statement about the change that they feel is needed to make sure our schools are heading in the right direction.
The state superintendent leads the Department of Public Instruction, which oversees Wisconsin's 2,200 public schools. The department has about 600 employees. On February 18th, voters will narrow it down to two candidates in the primary and then choose the next superintendent.
Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Biden administration is finalizing a rule that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Got text here. I once heard an NWTC instructor.
Love him.
That parking meters are unconstitutional, but it would cost an absolute fortune to litigate it. What are Jim's thoughts on that?
I haven't heard that. If it was, we would litigate it. And there are law firms out there that just do things for nothing, just for the public good. Or, you know, I just remember when we put that nativity scene up, which wasn't the smartest thing I ever did. And we got this call from this company in Virginia, we'll defend you
wow.
for free. And they came up here. So you know, I think that's unconstitutional. There's people who fight those things, but I don't know why that would be.
I thought of Todd driving through Rosendale last week or 2 weeks ago, because they had a really big nativity scene, like right downtown
yeah.
on the thing. And you don't see many of those anymore, right? Because yeah. that's kind of a...
Well, there's that Freedom From Religion organization, very small, a couple of people.
But they make noise.
Oof, and the media picks up on that. So that could have been private property, too. I mean, yeah. ours was obviously public. And anyway, I said the defense on that was handled by someone. And if parking meters were unconstitutional, I mean, they're all over. I mean, they're all over the United States. So I don't know.
But do you
that.
Okay, you said something real early this morning when we were talking about that. Were you just like blowing smoke, or were you legit that competitors would park in front of their competitor's store so customers couldn't? Is yeah. that legit?
Yeah, look, parking meters were put in. Okay, this is my understanding. I could be wrong on this, but my understanding was parking meters were not put in as a revenue source. They were put in to help turn traffic, right? Because you don't want someone parking in front of your store, especially if you're retail, coffee shop, restaurant, to park in front of there for
all day.
And I agree with that. And what was happening is that people wouldn't park in front of their store because they want customers.
Right.
But they would go and park in front of someone else's store.
That's dirty pool.
Yeah, well, that happened.
I mean,
lot.
When I do it, yeah. But.
So I think that's why, and then whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, 30, whatever.
My biggest complaint, why is it so expensive? I mean, it's a minor infraction for going a minute, and it happens here. We'll go 2 minutes over, and somebody gets a 20. Why does it have to be $22? $10, $7. Yeah. I remember when it was like $7. You know what? $7.
Yeah.
22 and then 34.
That's
the penalty really goes way beyond the crime.
Mm-hmm. Like Oshkosh, when we were there, did we park at a meter? I don't remember doing
you
that.
You did not.
We were in a lot.
You were in a lot.
It was a lot. So maybe that's the answer. But what we're doing here in Green Bay, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't. I think it upsets people. We got a text today from someone who said they moved their business out because of the parking. But I don't know. I think this is a bigger issue. And one of the problems with parking meters is if you don't use them, you don't really care. Right? I mean, I live out here. I live there. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's an economic deterrent, I think. They're as aggressive as some people are. It'd be interesting. But Madison, you know, those guys are constantly walking around because they want turnover at the Capitol, too. I mean, those guys are always walking around the Capitol. You got to feed those meters. But,
yeah, well, the Capitol, when I've gotten to the Capitol, there's a parking garage within walking, about a block or
and
so
away.
And that's
nice. It's only two
really
stories.
Nice. Yeah.
That's not a ramp. You're right. That's easy. Yeah, you park on the street there, you got to keep an eye on your meter. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But is it $22? I think Appleton's like 20, isn't it, Todd? What's Oshkosh? Do you know?
It's not that much.
No, I don't think it is. What is it? I thought that Madison was more than that. I don't know. I paid it, but we'll see.
All right.
Yes.
What are they? Okay, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I know these are great friends of yours at Schreiber. Huh? Wonderful organization.
Oh, yeah.
Was there ever anything in the green space they have out here? I mean, did there used to be businesses there, or has that always been vacant? I mean, that's a prime piece of real estate. That right across the street from us. What was that?
The mall.
Oh, that was part of the mall.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I missed that thing. I will debate that with you till the day I die.
Oh, I don't.
The downtown mall was a wonderful place.
Oh, God, John. I don't know. No, our listeners are interested in relevant happenings.
But it brought people downtown.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it
did. It took up way too much space.
I was in Alloway and I came downtown to go to the mall.
Okay, how much... Um, tax base did that mall
everything
generate?
Everything doesn't have to be taxed. That's why we built the city deck. Gym.
We built
There's
this
something
zip
about
and
quality
pippin'.
Of life.
Right. I agree
quality
with that,
of
too.
Life. Uh-huh. That downtown mall was a big piece in the quality of living in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the surrounding areas.
Show me a downtown
People would come
mall
from the
working.
UP all the time just to go to the Green Bay Mall. That's what they called it, the Green Bay Mall.
Yeah. Great.
It was huge.
And then people from Green Bay would go to the Appleton Mall. People from the Appleton Mall would go to the Milwaukee Mall. Everybody goes south, you know, and it didn't generate the money. Why would businesses leave? The businesses don't leave because of taxes. They don't leave because of the utility bills. They leave because of
the sales. I heard it's because of the mayor bad-mouthing them. I heard it. That's what they told me.
I'll tell you what, McDonald's.
But the mayor bad-mouthing them and telling people not to go there.
When's the last time you saw McDonald's leave? Like, never? They left the
I heard they were chased out. Just the rumor I heard. Yes. I'm just being honest with you. All right.
John, and I think the community's moved on. And we have a beautiful building that employs 700 people, and it's a leader in their industry, and we're very proud to have that as one of our anchors in the downtown, Schreiber Foods. Love them.
When's the last time you saw 700 people in that building? Let's be honest. Kim Jong-un is 43. Who, is that North Korea's guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A whack job. Isn't he, though?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I heard his sister's just as bad.
Yep.
But I'm going to say something
Anybody
that's,
who kills their uncle.
I'm going to say something that's very creepy. I don't want anybody to hold this against me. She's kind of hot. His sister.
Yeah, maybe.
She is.
Todd, yeah, maybe.
Todd, yes or no?
I've not seen her.
Take a look. Take a look. Terrible She's, human I, being. Terrible, right. terrible
so
person.
How can you see but any she, beauty in that?
I don't, Jim. I'm just saying aesthetically. That's all I'm saying. Just being honest. Bob Eubanks is 87. Bob Eubanks, one of the greatest game show hosts of all time.
Yeah, I can't believe he's still living. That guy was... Wow.
He was young when he started.
He must have been. Yep. He must have been like in his 20s when he started.
Had great hair. It's the dating game!
Newlywed game.
I mean newlywed game. Yeah.
That, wow.
Yeah. That was so popular. Oh, man. It would be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon it would come on.
Yeah. That whole era, though, because didn't Chuck Lowry just die? It wasn't the 87?
Chuck Woolery?
Oh, Woolery.
Yeah, he passed away.
Right.
He had great hair, too.
I think
that's why I never got a job as a game show host.
You think?
I had that bad era of hair. Oh, my God. I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you guys once. And I'm the last person in the world that's going to critique my looks in a positive way. Okay? Last person ever. I found a picture of me from, I think it was Dom's, like, second birthday. Man, I had good head of hair. Mm-hmm. Really jet black and just coiffed. It's like, what happened? It was coiffed. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I want to talk about...
Todd, I don't get this. Dead Elvis Presley and David
today.
Bowie.
No, today is his
no,
birthday.
No, he died in August.
His birthday would have been August. Today. And okay. David Bowie's birthday would have been today.
All right.
Oh,
I
no kidding.
It.
Yeah.
They're both born in the same... Did you know this? I just read this last night. Don bought me a great book on little-known facts.
Wonder if he read it before he gave it to you.
Yeah. Regift. Go ahead, John.
Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Had blonde hair.
Yes, that's true. Dirty blonde.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He had blonde hair and used shoe polish.
Yes.
To dye his hair.
That's correct. Early on, I think that he, but, sir, yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah. He was a blonde. That's unbelievable.
Some guy's making a book out of that kind of stuff?
Well, no, it's just one fact. It's
no,
like little
known facts.
Yeah.
That's, okay, that's, did you know? And half the reason, I think a lot of the responses to did you know? And would
I'll
people,
bring this book
no,
in.
No, don't, because my response would be
book.
Like, do I care should be the.
Well, there's a lot of things you talk about I could not care less about, and I still patiently listen in a polite manner. Okay. That's when my mom right. brought me up.
All right, bring the book.
Yeah, I will bring the book. All it's right. a good book. It's a great book.
That would be kind of fun. Get some trivia in there, I'm
there's
sure.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
Good morning, boys. I stopped going to the Green Bay Mall after I had a baby. Is there were no shopping carts in any of the stores, see, Karen?
No, Karen, she's right there. Just everything about that. I don't want to dwell on that mall. Just, John, nothing was working. Square foot sales were unbelievably
It wasn't wall. Promoted
there
well
There was
enough.
Some,
quick,
a few
Paul,
of you guys.
Paul, Green not Bay they, people. No, not even just not, Green Bay. Not, Oshkosh, Appleton people.
Yeah, we got
to
Because
I know you people used to come up here, too. Okay.
Well Oshkosh, and Oshkosh lost their mall, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wass, you name it, they all did.
Fond du Lac no longer has a mall.
Right.
Green Bay Downtown Mall.
And I'm saying downtown malls are the ones that really folded. Wausau, that was next to the James Street Inn. They may be hanging on, but those things were built with urban renewal money.
You know the mall I used to love?
It wasn't built by some entrepreneur that said there was a lot of federal money into that. And then their appearances weren't good. It was like a...
Well, it became a little bit of a hangout for...
Exactly.
Kids that...
And wasn't policed properly. Mm. They didn't spend any money on security. You know what that...
My favorite mall I've ever been to was the Grand Avenue Mall in Milwaukee.
That's gone, too.
It's gone. But that was cool, man. It was like historic. It's kind of, you know, it was just... I loved that.
Yeah.
But I think they had gang issues in some of those in Milwaukee. And that's one of the reasons that people stopped going. Yeah. So, but anyway. I'm going to do a quick poll here, Jim. Green Bay Downtown Mall, miss it? Yes or no? I say yes, 1-0. Miss it? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm no, so it's...
Okay, so we're tied. All right, Todd? Miss it? I say yes.
Did you?
I liked it.
Yeah, that's a yes. 2-1.
I would drive up from, you know,
I would drive down, Rosendale. I would drive down from the UP just to go to that mall. No other reason, just to come to that mall.
Well, that's
because it was so cool. It was just like...
Anything up there.
Slice of heaven. Yes. I bet I win this pool. Don't bet. On a wager.
That's not really a good, fair question to me, though. I mean,
why isn't it?
Would you prefer a $40 million entity or a $4 million?
Because it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it does.
Well, no, it does. It really does.
And it's kind of like, you know, the parking.
Did my taxes go down once you got rid of the mall? Did they? Did my property taxes go down
once you built Schreiber? They didn't go up as much.
But they didn't go down. They still went up.
Yeah.
So how did it affect me?
Jobs, drawing more people here. Anyway, I love the Green Bay Mall.
How about all the people that lost their jobs from the mall?
Okay. No, this is a great text.
All right.
Read that one.
I love the Green Bay Mall, and I do miss it.
John finishes.
Comma.
But it ran its course long before it shut down.
That is true.
That is so true.
It was dying. But I think malls in general really are not what they were.
That is true. I think there's a lot of truth to that, but
which is a shame because they basically tore apart a lot of downtowns.
What they should have done in that courtyard area had music, you know, live bands come in and different. There's just so much they could have done, and they did nothing, and it just went down and down.
I was there a Saturday morning. Doug Heim and the music machine,
the dance machine.
The dance machine was there. That was really popular. It was.
Yeah, that was the rebound.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Okay. That last vote doesn't count.
It does.
It doesn't?
She listens every day.
I don't miss that bleeping mall. Donna Schmidt.
She didn't say bleep.
Yeah, Todd took it out. I saw what he was writing at first.
That, yeah, no.
You
Thank
can
you, honey.
Take that downtown mall and shove it. Donna Schmidt.
It's, wow. You got a revitalized Northland Hotel. You've got.
Best thing ever happened to Green Bay was the mayor knocking that. Damn thing down.
There you go. Love it. Love
Mrs.
it.
Schmidt, Appleton, Wisconsin. Wow.
She didn't go. Anyway, we're going to
talk. You can take that bleeping mall.
Let me do a
Father
a little,
Schmidt.
Yeah.
Kimberly. Okay.
We'll do a little self-promotion here. I have that show on Sundays, right? Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. I am having the next, I have the people coming in from Ashwaubenon to talk about the 2025 development and the mayor coming in from Green Bay and then the mayor coming in from De Pere. And development is not holding on to losing propositions. It's making the bold move to change it. And we're going to talk about that. And the community, there were a lot of John Minos back then when we tore that down. And, you know, I'm glad they didn't chain themselves. You know, people used to chain themselves to trees when the new highway went through. Nobody did that, but people are like, you know, this is the best thing we have. It's like, ooh. Anyway, those are difficult things, and we're going to talk about that. And how do you get the public on your side to make significant changes? That is not easy.
I agree.
And that was 20 years ago, and you're still hanging on.
I mean, I can definitely see the dilemma type thing.
Oh, yeah, because and the other thing is that if you tear something down and you say there's going to be something new, they may not believe that something new is going to come to fruition. And it's like, why did you do that? You know what I mean? So
Vicky here says, I miss all malls. I bet you, Vicky, were you a mall rat?
You see?
Back in the day, were you a mall rat? I always wanted to be one, but we didn't have a mall. You had to go to Marquette to go to the mall. I remember the first time I walked in when they built the mall in Green Bay in Marquette. It was like, oh, my God, I'm in Disneyland. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Now, people can argue the Mall of America, but that's got a roller coaster. It's that. I mean, that is an attraction. But the biggest mall is not the Mall of America. Everybody thinks it is. It's actually out in New Jersey, I think. But, you know, those things are, I mean, those are events. There's music. There's roller coasters.
Is that the one where George Kramer, Jerry and Elaine went to buy an air conditioner and they couldn't find their car? I don't think there's ever been an episode of something more true to life than walking through parking ramps trying to find your car.
Yeah. Because they're different levels.
And oh my God. Yeah. I've gotten so lost at airports and different places trying to find my car. It's the best place there is to park in any airport I've ever been in my life is Milwaukee. I mean, the people come in off the plane, you literally walk down the hallway and boom, there's the parking ramp. And I even got in my phone. I went to a red E3.
And that's that level?
And that was there.
Yeah, that's a good level.
I can't say enough good things about the Milwaukee airport.
I love when you drive into that airport and it tells you how many spaces are available.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I think that's like great customer service. It's like somebody standing there saying, hey, you know, there's.
Milwaukee airport is phenomenal.
And everybody wants to park on the floor so you don't have to take the elevator.
Yeah. I hate O'Hare. I hate going into O'Hare to pick somebody up or whatever or drop somebody off.
I like the hotels that when you get into the elevator to go to the hotel and you parked in the ramp where they have the tag like A3 so you know what floor you're on because you always forget. Did you ever go there?
No, I never had that.
Let's just.
Are the same hotels where you can take a bath with the candles.
And the bubble bath. Yeah.
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 I've never had that either, yeah. Jim.
Jeez. Yeah. Do they even have bathtubs in hotels anymore?
Yes. They have their more jacuzzis.
Not all of them.
Well,
not all
no, of them. They're
jacuzzis. But they have regular bathtubs? No, they're all jacuzzis now.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think the Comfort Inn has a jacuzzi. But
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. My favorite thing in the world is these little roadside motels out in the desert someplace. Because there were so many movies shot with those where a fugitive is running from the law or trying to get away from somebody and you're staying in one of those motels.
Now, see, that's what I would like to do. I'd like to own one of those motels someplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be seasonal.
Yes.
Seasonal. Maybe a couple of people live there,
yes.
Right?
Who, yes.
You know.
Did you ever see this movie, Todd? It's a freaky movie, but it's really good. It's with Dakota Johnson. It's with John Hamm. I'm trying to think of the other big names. And it's about this motel that was right on the California-Nevada line. And literally, the line ran through the hotel. Like, on one side, you could drink, and on the other, you couldn't in the hotel type of thing. So it was right in the center line. But here's the deal. It was a freaky, freaky show.
Bad times at the El Royale?
Yeah. And part of it is that the owner had a camera, video camera, set up, like, through a two-way mirror or one-way, or whatever, okay? And they were showing it to him, and he's like, is that who I think it is? And they're like, we think so. John F. Kennedy. And there was a rumor that he got caught in one of those. He was filmed with some yada yada. And that was based on that. Was really? Kennedy. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of the basis of that movie. It's a weird movie, but really, you stay with it the whole time. What's the old word? Nowhere? Those old mystery movies, N-O-I-R, you know what I mean? Where it's a certain type of crime mystery sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
It was a remake of that type of thing. It's a great movie. You should see that. Really a great movie. Yeah.
I was reading about the jacuzzis. Sorry, I was listening, but I was reading about the jacuzzis in the Comfort Inn, and they have them. So,
they do?
Yeah, just reading that. $90 a night, too.
It's kind of expensive.
Except when the draft
bucks?
Is in town.
Is Yeah, was
giving for the $90?
I think that's expensive for a hotel.
I don't think that's too bad.
Really? You know what I used to stay? I told you I used to stay that one on Ashland.
The Starlight? I love that big sign that
me
used to
too.
Have.
The sign's cool.
I felt like it was 1950s Las Vegas or something. I loved the Starlight.
Sleep with the cockroaches in your gun.
And I had my little hibachi out on the sidewalk. I gotta set our break.
Good idea.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.